Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Be adventurous in the sun. Be protected in the sun. Be confident in the sun. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. As experts in mineral sunscreens for nearly 30 years, we've earned awards for our high-quality products and the trust of healthcare professionals. Embrace every moment in the sun with your family and Blue Lizard by your side. Be fearless in the sun. Shop Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen now on Amazon.com.
The Burt Show.
The timing of this fits perfectly into a philosophy I think I've had my entire life, and that is when you start dating somebody, they can seem perfectly normal, but the crazy crown comes on in 90 days. 3 months, people can act like a normal person, which is bizarre to me. Like, if you know what a normal person looks like and you can act like it for 90 days, why can't you just be a normal person?
I wish I'd had the answer to that question. I'd be a rich, rich woman. And
that is a valid point.
I would be married.
Because at your core, who you are is eventually going to come out. You can only fake. They're faking. They're pretending to be a normal person from what they see. They don't really know how to be one. So at a certain point, the jig's up, man.
Yeah, I think she answered your question. Well,
I mean, for 90 days, though, they can act perfectly normal. And that's where Ariel is here, because she thought she was going out with this great guy for 90 days. And now she's starting to see some signs and wanted us to do a background check. Hey, Ariel.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so the crazy crown has started to come off or on.
Yep.
What's going on?
Yeah, I've been dating this guy, Chris, for about 3 months now. And, you know, we met at a rooftop party through mutual friends and everything really seemed perfect. And, you know, he's cute, funny, attentive. Seems to be financially stable. He's great with my dog. Like, everything was lining up. But this last month, things are just feeling kind of off.
Ariel, if the dog approves, then you should approve.
That's yeah, just how it works.
We should be doing the background check on you, maybe.
On the dog.
Well, he's been really vague about what kind of work he does. Like, he says he's a consultant, which could mean anything. And he's really, he doesn't talk about, like, what field it is, or it's very vague. It's very strange. Like, when I try to ask about it, he's just doesn't volunteer anything.
That's like saying you're an entrepreneur,
yeah,
but never what you're entrepreneuring in.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, I don't even know if consultants know what they really do.
Yeah, what do they do?
Well, I don't know.
Consult.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But I don't know if he's a consultant. I mean, I don't really know what he's doing. Like, he travels a lot, and I offered to go with him, but there's always a reason why I shouldn't go. And that makes me suspicious. And, you know, he hasn't introduced me to any of his friends or family in these 3 months. Just seems weird.
I mean,
and then even like last week, we were at a coffee shop and a woman walked in and saw him and he didn't see her. And she just walked out before he could see her. And, like, I saw her face, and she looked kind of surprised and maybe hurt. And, I mean, there's too many things adding up, making me nervous about this guy now.
So your gut is telling you something ain't right here.
Yeah, and even I tried Googling him. I mean, everybody is Googleable. You know, this is very, you know, it's weird. He has nothing came up, and no LinkedIn, no Instagram, nothing.
Nothing seems crazy suspicious about this to me. Like, if it's a woman walking in and maybe it's like an ex of his and she's like, I don't want to deal with that today. Bye. And if you're inviting yourself on like these business trips, like I know if we were going to go somewhere for business or for work or whatever, and someone was like, oh, I want to come with you. I'm like, well, you can't do that. I'm going for work. Like, you can't come with me.
Right.
There's one huge red flag here that pops out to me.
No, the lack of LinkedIn. You're a consultant, and consultants are usually, unless you work for a consulting company, they're freelance. My husband's a fundraising consultant. You got to have a LinkedIn, and that is a huge red flag.
I can also see how you may not have met his friends and family, but for him not to even speak of friends and family, for me, that would be a red flag, too.
All right, so you wanted us to do a background check. Tom, you want to take it from here?
Yep, I reached out to our PI, and she has outdone herself for this background check. Really? We definitely find out why you can't find him on the web and like on social stuff. And also, this is a first. She used technology to find out who the woman was in the coffee shop.
What?
Wow.
Yes. It is amazing. God.
Okay, we'll tell you all about it. Hang out for just a couple of seconds. The Burt Show background check.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
So there are so many red flags starting to pop up in her relationship that she wanted us to do a background check for her. She's been going out with this guy now for about 90 days, and everything seemed fine, seemed like a nice enough guy, but there were some red flags.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff that she mentioned, like she was at like a coffee shop with him at one point, and a woman walks in, and he didn't see this woman, but the woman saw him, and she was kind of like, ugh, and then immediately walked out. She says, despite the fact that her dog is a big fan of him, he doesn't really talk a lot about his social life. He doesn't talk about his friends or his family. And she just kind of has this weird gut feeling that maybe there's something a little bit off with this dude that she hasn't found out yet.
All right, Ariel. So it's getting to be at a time where you're like, things aren't making any sense here. And if I'm going to go on with this guy, then I need to know. So you wanted us to do a background check for you, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, Tommy, our show director, will take it from here. This is his connection.
I've been so excited about this ever since I got the results back from our PI.
That does the research.
sorry. Okay. So first, you notice that he wasn't on the web. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a whole lot of social.
And Cassie mentioned that here. This is a major one here. He says he's a consultant, but dude has no LinkedIn. Come on now.
We'll get to that. First, why we can't find him online. And this is a problem I've experienced in my life. His real name is Michael Christopher Latham. He goes by Chris.
What?
His middle name.
Oh.
He's been going by his middle name, shortened version of his last name. He's been going by Lane. So
weird.
That's why.
He's going by Chris Lane?
Yes.
That's a country singer.
Is it?
Yes.
In real life? Yeah.
Straight up.
Maybe he's a fan. But that's why it's been making it hard to find. But that whole middle name thing, I've been dealing with that my whole life. You can't even find Tommy Keychains at the Buc-ee's.
I'm sorry, man. I know that hurts your heart.
But that's very odd if you're like... It's one thing to go by your middle name. Yeah, that my brother goes by his middle name. But to shorten your last name, that's bizarre.
That is so weird.
Hey, I go by Mitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's like a nickname, though. That's like, I'm Mo Mitch. But like, we know that your last name's Mitchell. It's not like you're trying to hide anything.
No, I don't really. Actually, will you do a background check on Mo?
It's a little late for that.
All right.
7 years later. Or are we at 8 now?
8.
Wow.
Yeah, time flies.
As we go up the red flag steps, get ready to take a big step. He was married until recently. His divorce was finalized 4 months ago, right before he met Ariel. They've been dating 3 months, right?
So divorce is finalized, then literally a month later, he starts dating Ariel.
But
so,
I mean, divorce, I feel like, starts before the actual finalization. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it could have been like a year or two before.
Or four.
You know. So, Ariel, in our initial talks, you never mentioned this. Did he ever tell you he was married?
No, he sure didn't.
All right.
This is shocking.
And get this. His ex-wife still lives in the same city that you guys are in.
Starting to come together.
Okay. Now the coffee shop is starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right, before we get to the coffee shop, let's talk about this for 1 second. If you recently got out of a marriage or you have been married,
yeah,
that's something you cover in the first 90 days.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, for sure.
It's not something you hide if you are divorced.
Yeah.
And there's this. He was separated for a while, but legally married when he and Arielle first started dating. So he was married when you guys got, because he hadn't gotten divorced.
But then it got finalized like a week later.
Yeah, but usually that's something you would tell. Yeah.
I also love how we're talking about the ex-wife living in the same city. Is that's like, if that's like a secret, like, oh, they were together a year ago and we expect them to move. I don't know. I feel like we're grasping at straws here.
Hold on. Let's hear him out about this coffee shop.
All right. We're about to do a box jump onto the next step because this is a big red flag. He's been let go from two jobs in the last 18 months.
That's weird.
Well, he did have a job.
He claims he's a consultant.
Two of them.
But records that our PI found that he was fired from two different companies, one for ethics violations, though our PI couldn't find the details about that. All it said was ethics violations. And what our PI found was that Chris is currently unemployed, but is receiving severance and working freelance. So if he wants to call that consultant, then
freelance. You know.
Didn't Cassie say, though, that a lot of consultants are freelance? So that's not that bizarre.
But this dude's flying all over.
That could mean nothing. That could mean no work at all and just saying freelance.
But then you also said that he's flying all over the country, right? Claiming that he's got these jobs?
Yeah, so what's he doing? I mean, this is crazy.
So here's the last part that I was so giddy about. This is the first for our PI. They have access to facial recognition now. And I got the information, the where, when of the coffee shop from Ariel. Sent it to our PI. Our PI reached out to the manager of the store and got the store footage.
Oh, my God.
That is scary.
That's why I was so excited. Ran the face through facial recognition and cross-referenced it on the web and found some social media tags with his real name. She's a woman he dated, overlapping with Ariel. Like the time posts of the pictures with him overlap these 3 months that they've been dating.
So they were like on social media?
Briefly.
Okay.
So, but it's not the ex-wife.
It is not the ex-wife. I heard you bring that up earlier. It's not the ex-wife, but it's another woman.
But again, that's not like, so you dated somebody and then it didn't work and you walk into a place and you see him and you don't want to have an interaction and you walk out. That makes sense.
And it evidently didn't last long because our PI looked at her social media and she had blocked him, I guess, after learning.
So there are a lot of micro red flags here. Some major, a lot of micros.
He's definitely a mystery.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we have anything, really.
Yeah. I mean, being in the same coffee shop as somebody that you dated. I mean, if anything, Ariel, you get credit for your gut seeing that uncomfortable thing going down, which would probably fly under the radar for most people. But you saw it. You picked up on it.
However, Ariel, like the fact that he hasn't disclosed that he was married and recently divorced and the fact that he's being so elusive about his job, those are your two biggest red flags. So I don't know, like, now that you have this information, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to have to confront him somehow and ask him more about his past, because you don't leave out the fact that you were married or, like, your job situation. You don't do that with someone you're dating. This is really shocking.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one to bring up because you have been dating for 90 days. So I think that, like, we've never talked about this before. Yeah. Have you ever been married?
I love it. Next date, just throw it out there like that.
Once you get the line,
if
you'll
he
know.
Tells the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if he does it, all right, let's play this out, Ariel. All right, girl, because you need to be prepared. He'd be like, yeah, you know, that's something I think. Have you ever been married? And if he says no, and you know he's bold-faced lying, then what are you going to do?
probably just break up with him. I don't need this.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you call him a liar and you storm out, girly.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah. Bye.
Don't block him.
Make it movie worthy. Like, do it dramatically. Yeah,
throw a drink in his face.
Maybe I will.
All right. So when you do that, will you give us a call back and just let us know how it goes?
Absolutely. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. I mean, this PI went above and beyond. I'm surprised a manager at like a Starbucks or a coffee shop could even give you the security footage on that.
Evidently, our PI sweet talked the manager and got it.
All right. Let us know how it goes after you bring it up to him. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Who has the biggest brain on the Burt Show? That is what we are going to find out.
It has not been me the last week. I will tell you that. Are there weeks that you guys go where you just can't get words out on the radio?
Absolutely.
I am
every week.
One of those
more weeks than not.
I'm looking back, all the weeks.
I'm having a radio slump week, but let's go.
All right, so I'm going to give you a list of celebrities, and I want you to tell me what you think they have in common. Jay-Z, Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, Elton John, Nicolas Cage, D.L. Hughley, Christina Applegate, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Robert De Niro, Arnold Schwarzenegger. What do they all have in common?
Money.
Big brains.
Money.
Yes, but that is not the answer. That's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay.
Could we go with the same thing you said a couple of days ago? They never graduated high school?
That is correct. But what?
Oh,
did they,
really?
Yes. But what did they get instead?
Honorary degrees.
They got their GEDs.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. You see where I'm going here?
Nope.
Not a clue.
No idea, actually.
I have a feeling you're going to tell us. We are all going to take a GED practice test and see who the smartest person is on the show. Okay?
Okay.
So, funnily enough, because I did the segment, the game, the other day about which celebrity graduated high school and which did not, right? So, we did name the celebrity high school dropout.
Yep.
There were, as I was doing my research, there's a lot of celebrities who got their GEDs. The list I just gave you: Jay-Z, Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, etc. So I was like, oh, we should take the GED like test and see who can score the highest. So Jackson and I were trying to find the best GED practice test, and I found one that I'm going to send to you guys. All right, I'm going to email it to you.
Okay.
And there's four categories. So there's a practice test for math, science, language, and social studies.
Damn.
Okay. And then as I was like on GED.com, just learning some more, funnily enough, the countdown to GED grad day is on. So they are having their live commencement ceremony tomorrow. It's a virtual commencement ceremony. So everybody can like, you know, log in and they'll have like a commencement ceremony for everybody who got their GED, which I think is really cool.
This is how I know that I would get a GED and you would graduate, because every time you say funnily, I think that's not even a word. And I looked it up and it actually is.
Yeah, funnily enough.
Okay, so that's how I know that I'd get the GED. But you get the real diploma.
All right. So now my first question before we even take the practice test, what does GED stand for?
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Graduation.
Damn, we failed in the first test. General.
Yes.
Education.
Close.
Educational.
Educational.
General educational
diploma.
That is, yes, that counts as one. There's actually multiple meanings. So GED can mean general educational diploma, graduate equivalency degree, or traditionally stands for general educational development test.
They should have just stuck with one.
I know, but there's three. All right, okay. So here's the deal.
All right.
You guys are going to have today, and you're going to have tomorrow. You're going to have the weekend, giving you plenty of time. Monday at this time, we are coming in with our test scores. So here's the thing. Everybody's going to be on the honor system here. I probably shouldn't do this, but you are. We're not going to have somebody standing over your shoulder. You're going to have the link to the practice test. You're going to take all four. You're going to write down your scores, and you're going to come with them on Monday. And we're going to see who on the Burt Show has the biggest brain.
Okay.
Somebody going to be offended, because somebody going to come in with a high score, and we're going to swear you cheated.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, let's stick with celebrities here for just 1 second, because Airbnb and VRBO are making a pretty fun offer, but I wonder how much it actually costs.
Yeah, so Airbnb has partnered with celebrities to offer these exclusive meet and greets via the new Airbnb Originals. So, like, some of the offerings are a day of glam, dancing, and espresso with Sabrina Carpenter, or the chance to learn how to throw the perfect spiral and enjoy Kansas City barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. So Originals are part of Airbnb's expanded experiences section, and that also covers various tours, cultural events. And so it got me thinking, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
So you book yourself an Airbnb, and you can invite 4 celebrities to come with you, all right? Any, like, you pick the destination, location, the type of Airbnb or VRBO, Vrbo, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah.
And you get to pick 4 celebrities to come. Who are you hanging out with in your Airbnb for a fun weekend?
Ooh. Okay, who would like to go first here?
I got mine. So I was thinking in terms of fun, of course, and who would I like to laugh with. And that's how I came up with the first two, which would be Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle.
Oh, so funny.
And I think that would be a hilarious outing.
And your abs are going to be so sore the next day from laughing so much.
Absolutely. And then you got to round it up with having the women that I would love to hang out with in there as well, which would be Beyonce and Rihanna for me.
Oh, wow.
Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Beyonce, and Rihanna. We're going to have one hell of a night.
That's a stacked weekend.
So I'm kind of going in the same vein as you. So I want a girls' weekend, all right? So either like a beach house for a weekend or a cabin for a weekend. And I want nothing but laughter, like laughing so hard till tears are streaming down your face. So Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, and Kristen Wiig. All right. So I've been thinking about this. I'm like, okay, but they all have that SNL connection, and I'm going to be like the odd one out. And so I'm not going to get like the inside jokes. But like, but they wouldn't do that to me, right?
You were thinking about this way too deep.
Oh my gosh. So, but then I was
getting paid to be there. They're going to hang out with you.
But then I was like, no, because I have to add one more, because 5, you don't want an odd number. You need an even number so people can pair off, because you'll end up having like an odd person out. So I'm making an addendum to what I asked everybody. I'm actually inviting 5 celebrities. Melissa Carthy is going to be my 5th, so we can have 6 people and we can just have so much fun and laugh our butts off.
Here's where I think it could go wrong on your weekend. Is you've got so many funny people that they might be fighting for comedic attention.
Absolutely not.
I'd be making them do little sketches for me. Yep. I'm going to sit my butt on the couch, get some popcorn. I'll be like, okay, here's your prompt. Go, make me laugh.
You know how like you can be around funny people, but when they are constantly funny, like it's too much. Like I wonder if they'd be trying to one-up each other all weekend.
These ladies are friends. They're coming in as friends. They're not coming in as their professional selves.
Okay. Until them drinks start flying. Somebody going one up.
Okay.
Okay, for me, my Airbnb is going to be a UFC fighting ring. Oh. I'm going to rent it out for a whole weekend. And here's the celebrities I'm inviting. Taylor Swift, obviously. Travis Kelce, obviously. And then the other two, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Duke it out.
You just want to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I'm putting them in the ring. They can't leave. No dinner until you guys talk this out.
I'm not mad at that.
Well, the first day would be so silent because they don't want anything to do with each other.
It'd be so awkward. They'd be like, what is this weird game of Saw we've been invited to?
Yeah, and it's just going to take one person to finally break the ice, and then it's just going to be really ugly. Just drama.
Me in the corner. Do you want to play a game?
Okay, mine was a beach. In my head was a beach with a fire pit. Right out front of the house leading to the ocean, okay? And it was, I'm not really sure what, I think because I met him and he's such a down-to-earth guy and I've seen so many interviews with him and he's so cool. Ed Sheeran.
He's great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he would be so fun for a weekend.
Fun, right?
And he's bringing his guitar and he's singing songs around the fire.
That's smart.
And our dude can drink.
Yes, he can turn
it on when he wants to turn it on, but he also is pretty philosophical.
And he won't be distracted because he doesn't have a smartphone.
That's right.
So you're going to have his undivided attention.
Right. All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, wow.
He would be fun.
I'd want that. I think that's going to be a pretty good time. And the women that would be there would be Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, really?
She's a good time. She's hilarious.
Just super fun, right? And Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Would be on. Oh, I love Miley. What? I just love her attitude so much.
An odd group of people.
That is odd.
I must say, this is kind of like a dream blunt rotation. If I'm thinking about it. A dream blunt rotation.
Ah, okay.
I think you found the common denominator.
Yeah, maybe so.
This is making a lot of sense.
It's just all four of them, I think, don't take themselves too seriously. They're like in that world. I think the conversations would be really interesting, especially considering what we were doing around that fire pit.
Yep.
And it'd be a good drinking weekend, but also fun more than anything else.
Dude, I see that. You guys are there at your little fire pit. Ed Sheeran's got his guitar going. There's a rotation. And you guys are 1,000% skinny dipping in the ocean that night.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, bongos in the middle of the night. And nobody's remembering anything on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was going through it again yesterday with my son, my son Hollis, who had a big day yesterday. And I really wanted to make sure that he was really living in the moment yesterday. So my kid's about to graduate high school. And what a day yesterday. So his soccer team played in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, which they won 9-1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That's crazy.
Smoked him.
Big bowling.
So they are moving on now to the next round. He's got one more game, and then it's state final. God, wouldn't that be amazing? So that was in the afternoon. And as soon as the game was over, then he went to the airport to go to the Vatican with a bunch of students from his school. So it's quite a day, man.
That's a huge day.
And a lot of these, what I love about this school specifically, even though I thought, man, this is such a small environment, he's grown up pretty much with all of these kids from the second grade on. So he's playing soccer with them, and now they're going to Italy together. It's just, he was having a day. So I was sitting there thinking about it, and I texted him yesterday, and this is what I text. I said, And I watched this movie a while ago, and I think I might have told you guys about this movie, and I might have even played the clip that I'm going to play for you here in a second. Have you guys seen My Old Ass?
No. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
It's like one of my favorite movies of last year. I love coming-of-age movies, and this one's just so good. It has Aubrey Plaza and Maisie Stella in it. So the text, and it was totally random that I sent him. I was watching a movie, and there was a scene when one teen was asking another teen an interesting question. You remember the last time you played a game of tag? You remember the last time you ran down the street with your neighbor friends laughing and causing trouble? The answer from the other teen was, I don't remember it exactly, but I remember doing those things. I just don't remember what the last time was. And the other teen said, imagine if you had the foresight to know when it was the last time you were going to do something. You would cherish it. You would absorb it. You'd make the most of it. So it would be stuck in your mind forever. And then I sent him this clip.
Do you remember the last time you went out with friends as a kid and just played pretend the whole day?
I mean, I remember doing that a lot.
Yeah. Do you remember the very, very last time you ever did it? Isn't that sad? You know, to think that there was a time when you were out biking around with your friends, pretending you were getting chased by zombies. You were just all dirty and sweaty and having the best time. And then you went home and parked your bike in the garage and went to bed, not realizing that that was the last time you were ever going to get to do that. And then the thing about not saying goodbye is that you also miss savoring when it's going to be like the last time you get to do that thing.
I just found that so profound. Even when I was watching the movie, like, you remember all those memories. You have them in your soul, but you never, ever remember, like, okay, this is the last time this is going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I played that for him, and then I sent him the following text.
You have that gift right now, Hollis, with soccer and this trip to Rome. You know this will be your last few games. Cherish them, enjoy them, lead and experience all of it so you remember these lasts in soccer. And this will be the first and last time you'll ever see a newly elected pope give his first public mass. So my point is to make sure you're focusing on where your feet are, because you'll truly never have these experiences again. Don't let the last experience be one you sort of remember in the future because you didn't embrace it and you didn't know it would be the last time. When you get off that plane, say goodbye with love to your friends. It will not be the last time you see them, but it is likely that the instances you're all with each other in one place are going to be few and far between as you all go on to different colleges and you've chosen different journeys. Really embrace the truly magical life you guys have all lived together and really, really embrace it and enjoy it and love on it. And then I wrote, hope this makes some sense.
What did he say back?
I didn't get a message back. It was right before he was going to soccer, so I know that he read it.
You laid that all on him right before his soccer game?
I wasn't even paying attention, but I'm glad I did right before that, because I really want him to enjoy that these are his last two. He knows it, that these are his last two games of soccer. Like, let it rip, dude. Like, enjoy it. Don't hold back. And kind of say goodbye to it while you're doing it right now. But yeah, I wasn't even paying attention. I was so caught up in the moment, and like, I needed to shoot this text off. I didn't even put together that he was probably driving on his way to the match right then. But it worked because they won 9-1.
There you go.
That's solid.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Going to give the parental warning for adult and graphic content, because we're going to continue our coverage on the Diddy case that's going on all this week and for the next 9 weeks following this week. In the last 2 days, we've seen Sean Diddy Combs' ex, Cassie Ventura, testify about her experience with those freak-offs that she was coerced into doing. Some are using the word forced because of some of the violence that he would threaten against her that she's testified about, with having to basically do these very, very lewd, intimate acts that I don't think any sane or any sober person would be willing to do. She's testified about having to be under the influence of ketamine, under the influence of ecstasy, super drunk in order to get through some of these really, really heinous acts. But one of the questions that was answered during her testimony yesterday when she was continuing her 6-hour-long testimony from day one is she talked about her civil case that she filed in 2024 that everyone has been kind of curious about how much money she settled out of court for with Diddy. So he is currently facing federal charges for sex trafficking and racketeering, but she also accused him of that last year. And within 24 hours, they came to a settlement that was never public knowledge until now. And she is now revealing that she actually settled out of court for $20 million to dismiss that lawsuit. I think this is a pretty interesting number, because she also revealed in her testimony yesterday that she offered him the rights to her book that she wrote for $30 million. So it's kind of, I'm assuming that's probably the number she came to him with the first time around with the lawsuit, and they somehow came to the middle with $20 million.
Reading the highlights from the transcript from court yesterday, she really delved into the abuse, the physical abuse she suffered at the hands of Diddy. And it's traumatizing. And also the people who witnessed it and covered it up. There's so many people who are culpable. And obviously when somebody is sharing something like this, you need somebody to corroborate your story. Well, there seems to be plenty of witnesses who can corroborate her story as far as like security guards and drivers and et cetera. And I know today, because this is she's the prosecution's witness, right? So she's called by the prosecution. She's sharing her story. I do believe that prosecution is going to rest and then defense gets to come in and do cross examination. And I fear that they're going to go hard to disprove her.
So he might not be going to prison. He might not pay a fine. He might be found innocent of all this. He's done. He's done. Nobody will touch him, even if he is found innocent of all these charges, which is why I think a lot of times that you see celebrities settle the case before it ever goes to court. And people just assume that, oh, you must be guilty. But the truth is, in a case like this, he's done. With these facts coming out, if he's innocent or not, nobody's going to hire him. Nobody's going to want to be associated with him.
Well, in the court of public opinion, for sure, but also his family has been present for all of these testimonies as well. And I read that both of his daughters actually walked out of the court case because of how traumatizing Cassie's testimony was.
It seems like in listening to it, it all really surrounded the fact that Diddy was so powerful and was able to intimidate so many people, including Cassie. And that's how, I guess, him going to prison is now, like, he's losing that power. At the same time, though, and listening to her testimony, like, I can't help but keep thinking about her kids and her husband and even Diddy's family, because Diddy's family is not responsible for his actions. But to have to relive that and keep hearing, because it's very graphic.
Like, y'all, when you read what was said in court, the fact that some of those beatings were so severe that they would hold her up in a hotel room for days, if not weeks, for her injuries to heal before she was allowed to go back. And like, there were other people there making sure that she was sequestered because he didn't want people seeing what he did to her face.
They would send her out the country to be away from everybody and everything.
And that's part of the charge, right?
Sending her out the country?
Like kidnapping or something like that?
No.
Part of it? It was a fancy name for saying kidnapping?
No, it's like transportation of prostitution.
Okay.
Yeah, which of course isn't Cassie since they were in a relationship. But one of the instances that was described that was really angering for me is how his security played a role in this. She talked about how in the back of his Escalade, she did something that upset him. And so he got violent with her. And so then she tried to flee. She ran out of the car. And then his security ran after her and basically brought her back into the house. And I'm like, at this point, it's not just Diddy that needs to be held accountable if all of this is true, but also like the people that supported him in this.
Yeah, we've seen this a million times. This is not a unique story, right? Where you're a position of power and people are scared of you and they're also on your payroll. So ethically, they're going to do whatever they have to stay on that payroll and get that cash, even they know what's going on in front of them is completely illegal.
This entire thing has been heartbreaking, obviously, because of the abuse she's detailed. But she also said in 2023, she had to go to rehab because she was having thoughts that she might not want to be here anymore. So this obviously physically has been damaging for her, but also just emotionally, like those wounds take so long to heal. So we got to be praying for Cassie for sure. All right. Singer and actress Halle Bailey is speaking up about why she is filing a restraining order against the father of her child. I'll tell you all about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.